بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Approximately 3 months ago, one of Durban's popular specialists, perhaps his name was Dawood or something, he was working on a patient and he shows his own personal experience that the machines were all failing and medically he was dead. No pulse, brain dead, etc. Medically he was off. So when the doctor is working on a patient and impassionately working with him, then he's got all the hopes that he will just come up again. His reputation and his expertise all is concerned about it. So he wants to see that patient coming up. Nonetheless, when they saw that all the machines had failed, everything had stopped, medically man is gone. So in a state of depression, he just left the patient and passed on. And strangely, not even 2 or 3 minutes passed and all the machines came up again. He's alive, on his feet, walking. Now this doctor gives his own personal account. Just 2 or 3 months ago this had happened. So Allah Ta'ala has power of everything. يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَمُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. There is absolutely no need to lose hope. He'll add life to the dead, and the one that had lost everything, Allah Ta'ala replaces everything back to him. So he is the doer. Have that faith, have the trust, have that confidence in him, and he will do it. He'll make it happen. We don't just believe in what meets the eye. Believe in the Qudrat, in the power, in the might of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Wahshi ibn Kalb, who became radiyallahu anhu, two people from Makkah Mukarramah had said to go and meet up with him. Wahshi, quite popular, famous. So, as they approached his home, this person that supposed to be knowing him, because he was of that household, Wahshi was initially a slave and then released. So he was supposed to be a slave and a member of this household. So this member of the household, accompanied with someone else, set on to meet him after some 25 years later. This hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif. So as they set on, so this person that was the member of the household, he covered his entire body, including his face. So the only thing that he's showing out is the eyes. Entire body is covered. Perhaps the feet are showing and the eyes, besides that nothing. Now, to test the reliability of Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu anhu, he asks, "Do you recognize me? Do you recognize me?" His entire face is covered, eyes and only the feet showing. So Hazrat Wahshi sees him for a moment, and he says, "I don't know much, but this much I can remember, that there was a child that was born in Bani Kalb or something, a child was born. And the mother was desperately in search of a foster mother to milk the child. So the child was in my hand and covered completely from head to toe, only the feet were showing. Right. Wallah, that feet that I saw then and your feet are the same. I ask anybody, if you saw your child's feet, say when he was born, and can you compare your child's feet then till now? So he says, Wallah, that feet that I saw then and the feet that I see now is the same. So now they verify that this man is absolutely perfect. His memory, there's no flaw in the memory. Understanding, grasping things is too good. Anyway, Washi was then asked, can you explain now, you know, this whole assassination that took place of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu? Can you explain it? He says, yeah, all right. He says, the battle of Uhud had commenced, and I'm a slave. And I was offered that if you slay Hazrat Hamza, then you will earn your freedom. Because Hamza radiallahu anhu had killed Toma, right? Killed this person's father. So the son says that if you kill him, then you will be freed. So I say, I had no personal grudge. All I wanted is to earn my freedom. So I was a good marksman. I learned it, how to throw a lance. And perfect precision. If his memory was so good, you can imagine the precision he must be doing things with. So he says, as the battle had commenced, and in those days there used to be a two-man combat. Battle starts off, Hal min Mubaris. Is there anybody that can challenge me? Person came out, and Hamza had taken care of him. In one stroke, Fakana kal amsil dabir. He was like finished, gone, class, like yesterday. Do you see anything like yesterday? Gone. Kal amsil dabir. One stroke put him away. Anyway, the combat had continued, and thereafter it was a fully fledged war. It was a fully fledged war. And Hamza was just going and striking any end he's going, he's just pushing people, he's just moving people down. So this Wahshi says that I hid behind a big rock, waiting for Hamza to come around. And he's mounting on his horse, and like a valiant warrior is going. And as he came in sight, and I just threw my lance, pierced him through the navel, came off the back, and instantly he was dead. I earned my freedom. But it was a scene that was too much. Afterwards, people that assassinated him, offered whatever ransom for his assassination, they didn't stop there. They went further. Body was mutilated, eyes were gouged out, nose was cut off, the rib case was then ripped off, the liver was pulled out. So it was mutilated very badly. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw this, he was himself affected. Very, very badly affected. Imagine at that time, this was the only uncle that had accepted Islam at that time. Later on, her Abbas also accepted, but now you're talking of the third year Hijrat, it was the only uncle that had accepted Islam. So, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam been affected at that time? So much so that he says that I will revenge for this. For the first time, he says, I'll revenge for 70 kafirs. Until the verse was revealed, in aqabtum fa'aqibu bimisli ma'uqibtum bi. With all that gruesome picture, and the verse is revealed that if you have to retaliate, then equal for equal, one for one. وَلَئِن صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. But Ya Nabi Allah, your shan, your grandeur is sabr, tolerate. That's your beauty. وَلَئِن صَبَرْتُمْ, Nabi said, إِذَنْ أَصْبِرُ, then I will be patient. I will forgive this and I will be patient. Anyway, everything had ended. Now, Islam is just growing. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا Anna na'atil arda nankusuha min atrafiha. Don't you see Islam just growing, and the land that is in the control of the kuffar is just decreasing all the time. Awalam yaraw anna na'atil arda nankusuha min atrafiha. All the time it happens that the Muslims are just increasing, growing, with all the persecution, all the hurt, the pain, the negative propaganda, media. Everything goes, but Islam continues, it spreads. It's a deen of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will take care. Inna lil bayti rabban sayahmihi. Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb, He will take care. It is our fortune that we need something, which thora sa hath pair ko hilaya, or Khuda ne hamara naam bhi likh diya. We moved a little bit, and Allah Ta'ala recorded our names, or this person also did for Islam. Really, the doer is Islam, the doer is Allah Ta'ala, but He honored us by using our names. All right, this person also helped, he did this much. But the doer is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So now Islam is spreading, and then eventually it's about the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. Now everybody is convinced that this Islam is here to stay. You're not going to wipe it out. Whether it's Abu Sufyan, whether it's whoever, but now he's absolutely convinced, because this was the day, the momentous day that everybody was waiting for, that what's going to be the fate of Makkah and the Quraysh? Are they turning to Islam or not? If they turn this way, then the whole Arab kingdom, the whole Arab peninsula will turn on that time. Now, Wahshi has seen all this now, and he's convinced that this is going to remain, it's going to prevail. We're not going to stop this. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. He will see to it that this deen prevails over everything else, no matter how much they disgust it, how much the kuffar disgust it, but this is going to happen. The word of Allah Ta'ala, and it must be fulfilled. Now, Wahshi then, when he realizes that it's going to happen, and there's no two ways about it, he says, my fortune will be then to accept Islam. Right? But now, he writes up to her, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he says that, آيَةٌ فِي كِتَابِكَ تَمْنَعُنِي أَنْ أَدْخُلَ فِي دِينِكَ. There is a verse in the Kitab, in the Quran Sharif, that stops me from entering into Islam. There is a verse in the Quran Sharif that stops me from entering into Islam. وَالَّذِي لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانَا. The verse is this, that those who join partners with Allah Ta'ala and kill people, innocent people they kill, and commit crimes that are illicit, right? So, yudhaf lahu al-adab, their punishment is going to be multiplied. They will remain in Jahannam. Perpetually they will remain. He says, Wahshi says, I have committed all three. I have described partners with Allah Ta'ala. I have killed people innocent, like Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu anhu. And I have committed all the crime that you can think about. So is there any way for me? This ayat now is preventing me from entering into your deen. And Nabi Sassam is the fountainhead of all love, mercy, compassion. Amongst the creation of Allah Ta'ala, can there be anybody as kareem, as loving, as caring as Nabi Sassam? He is overwhelmed. Man here now, he wants to enter in. And it would seem apparently that there is no hope for this person. The Muslim is concerned. And on account of his concern, the verse is revealed, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. So this is the concern. Even a kafir, but he is wanting to come to the right, wanting forgiveness. So Allah Pak doesn't shut the door. The verse revealed, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا makes tawbah sincerely and does righteous works. For ulaika, then Allah Ta'ala will change their wrong to right. So Hazrat Wahshi receives the reply of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he writes up again. He says, I'll make tawbah, but see this condition, who does tawbah and then does good works, really good works, وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, with a lot of emphasis, really good works. I don't know if I live to do really good works. So am I still eligible for forgiveness? Oh, the Nabi Sam again receives this letter of Wahshi radiallahu anhu. And again he's deeply concerned, iska kya hoga bichare ka? Notwithstanding of what the person had done in the past. What he's done in the past, you know, it was gruesome, really, really gruesome. Nobody could see something like that. So Nabi Sam is again concerned, and then the verse of the Quran Sharif is revealed for the third time. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. That besides shirk, besides joining partners to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala forgives every sin for whomever He pleases. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Forever, whoever He wishes, then He forgives. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Besides shirk, whoever He pleases, He'll forgive. Now, Wahshi is really concerned. And you know, you look at it, you see his marksmanship, precision. He's making out the faces. This man is thinking. And he's looking every word in the Quran Sharif. He's not missing out anything. Again, he replies to Nabi Sam, and he says, but here, it's conditional to the mashiyat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala willing, the sins will be forgiven. I don't know if Allah Ta'ala wills and wishes to forgive me. Now what's going to happen? So he wants to take a major step, but he wants to be dead sure for what he's going to do. Now, Nabi Sam is again concerned. See this correspondence taking place. He is not stopping at any point. This is called islah. You got fikr. This Allah Pak likes this fikr, the deep concern, deep root concern. I want this to happen. So when you want it to happen, you'll keep pursuing. You won't stop at any point. The person that wants islah, wants reformation, wants progress, he doesn't stop at any point. Man is not yet in Islam. But do you see the concern, the fikr this got? One letter, and the second letter, and the third letter. It doesn't stop at any point, it carries on. Nabi Sam is concerned, so now the verse of the Quran Sharif is revealed eventually. Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, inna allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. My servants, my dear servants. See Allah Pak address, how much Allah Pak likes His servants. Can you understand the extent of His mercy? Ya ibadi alladhi, my servants, my dear servants. You have wronged yourself. I know I am your creator. You are my servants. You have wronged and you have missed it really bad. Serious. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't ever become despondent of my mercy. Don't lose hope. Don't despair. All your past is before me. I've seen all what you have done. Nothing escapes me. I've seen everything. I know what you have done. I know the pain that you have brought to my dear Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I know what pain and what mark it has left in his memory or on his heart. I am speaking, I am the Rabb. And I know what you have done. Irrespective, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Whatever you have done, you have done. But don't you become despondent of my mercy. I am the Rabb. They say, a mosquito sat on the back of an elephant for about 10 minutes. Then someone was given bayan of hukukul ibad. Rights of people. You know, you mustn't hurt people and all that. Don't hurt them. Don't cause pain to them. So the mosquito overheard the bayan. It mustn't hurt people and all that. So that he went to plead to the elephant. Are hati saab, hati, mere takleef di tujhe. 10 minute tak tere upar baitha raha. For 10 minutes I sat on your back. So please, I don't want to catch it on the day of Qiyamah. So please do forgive me. So the elephant says, are, mujhe to pata bhi nahi ki kab aaye, kab nikle. I don't even know when you came and when you left. So it's an example to show us the extent of the ocean of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It's a shoreless ocean. Imagine a shore, right? But the mercy, the shore, the ocean of mercy of Allah Ta'ala is without shores. The ocean of mercy of Allah Ta'ala is without shores. Absolutely no shore. He forgives. You can't even make out, not a dent. You can't see it. One drop decreased. Inna Allah yaghfiru, Allah reveals the verse, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't become despaired. Mullah Rum, like I said previously, he's a master of illustrations. He says, har ke buad baza baza, whatever you are, come back, come back. E dargah ma. Dargah na umidi nest. This threshold of ours is not a threshold of despondency. Come in, no matter what you are, mushrik, kafir, fasik, whatever you have done. I am the Rabb. I am saying, come back online, I'll forgive. So when Allah Pak's mercy got no shores, no limits, but the person must be really stupid not to exploit this. Take advantage, ask him, come on the ride, come on cause. A few tears won't decrease the water in your body. A few tears this night. Take one, grab one corner, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try your best to correct yourself. No matter who you are, where you are. But when His mercy has got no limits, He'll forgive and He'll forgive and continuously forgiving. When there is no limits to the mercy, aren't we stupid not to take advantage of this? All we should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether here, whether in our homes, whether we're driving back home, even in the car, just cry to Allah ta'ala. You do not know that one tear may just touch the throne of Allah ta'ala, and tumara kaam ban jayega. Just one tear may just touch His throne, and everything is clean. You are a clean sheet before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now Washi got no answer left. Now it's cleared that I will forgive, and I'll forgive every sin. I'll give you a clean sheet. So now he comes into Islam. But Nabi Sallam is still hurt. He's a human being, obviously. And there's reflections, you know, you see the past, you reflect. You can't forget that. You just asked him, all right, you know what? Everything is forgiven, but I'm a human being, so don't come in front of me, because you come in front, then I will reminisce the past, and my reminiscing the past is not going to be good for you. Because I don't want a blockage between me and my ummati. Again, look at the mercy of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at, yeah, isi ko kehte hai rahmat mujassam, embodiment of love. It's a full embodiment of love. This such a big gunegar. But Nabi Sallam doesn't want a blockage. He doesn't want a blockage between him and the worst of his ummah. That there must be a clear passage between him and the person that did the worst crime. No, you ask for forgiveness now, there must be an open passage. But now you're going to come, I'm a human being, I will reminisce the past, it may not be the good thing for you. So stay away. So, no, I'll do it, inshallah. I know, Hamza is, Wahshi is an understanding person. He moved away. But now, Wahshi says, you know what? See, now, there's a lot of lessons to learn. You just pick up a lot of lessons to learn. He says, Hamza is a Sayyidu Shuhada. He wasn't an ordinary person. A valiant person. Nabi Salam looked up at him, my dear uncle. And like a pillar of Islam, and he put him away. So I must put away the pillar of kufr as well. If I did this, then I must square the crime by putting away the pillar of kufr as well. So I'll square it up. I'll level the plane. If I did this, then I must do this, and the plane is leveled. People would say, all right, Qatilu Hamza. Yes, you were that assassin of Hamza. So he looked for an opportunity now. Hey, I have done all this. And time just unravels. One thing leads to the other. And soon, Nabi Salam leaves the world. Around the time, it's Musaylama al-Kazzab, right? And the battle of Yamama, isn't it? Yamama, and Khalid goes in. He is leading the Muslim armies. The man is a big thorn in the path of Islam, Musaylama, big thorn, creating confusion, dividing the ummah, talking of Islam, but bring about his own distorted version of Islam. Talking of Islam, but bring about his own distorted version of Islam. Nabi Salam didn't like him. So, Wahshi says, the right thing, I must put this man away. Then I will level the plane. So he says, the same strategy that I used to assassinate Hamza, I used for Musaylama. Again, I hit somewhere, and I found out where the man stands. And the same lance that I used here, I threw it, and I got it accurate. فَكَانَ كَالْأَمْسِ الدَّابِرِ He was gone. No more. Finished. Class. Now if anybody taunted him and says, أَنْتَ قَاتِلُ حَمْزَ And he would say, أَنَا قَاتِلُ مُسَيْلَمَ تِلْكَ بِتِلْكَ سَوَاءً بِسَوَاءٍ If I did this, then I've done this. I've squared it up. Can't we think like this? Alright, I committed a crime. Then can't I do something for Islam, for Deen, for Allah Ta'ala, for His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just to level the score? I've done this, alright. We insan, human beings. But man is teaching us so many lessons here. So there is no need for anybody, any person, no matter where he's coming from, what background he's coming from, absolutely no need to become despondent, despaired. Try your best. And to get the full marks, after everything is done, to get full marks, you don't want to decrease in the marks. Not that Allah won't bless you, but you want full marks. Then square the plane. Wrong, then rectify it with some good work. Good work for Islam, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of Rasul Ibrahim, just do it. And who knows, that Allah ta'ala's sight of mercy will just enshroud you. Just enshroud you. Something. Look for an opportunity. Just cover it up. Allah ta'ala bless us all, forgive us all, and let us take maximum from this night.
Mulana Zakaria Magda is requested to come to the front and make the dua.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Mulana Muhammad. Wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Mulana Muhammad. Kama salli ta'ala Sayyidina Ibrahim. وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل فصلي وسلم على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهل فصلي وسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهل صلي وسلم على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل البناء كما أنت أهله وافعل البناء كما أنت أهله وافعل البناء كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. اللهم لك الحمد، اللهم لك الحمد، اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. جزا الله عنا نبينا حبيبنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما قال، جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت، لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم، سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا وسندنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات، وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات، وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات، وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات، وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا، ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمك. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا، وأكرمنا ولا تهنا، وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا، وأرضنا عنك وارض عنا، وأرضنا عنك وارض عنا. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام، ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور، وجنبنا الفواحش والفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن، وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، وجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قابليها وأتمها علينا. اللهم احفظنا للإسلام قائمين، واحفظنا للإسلام قاعدين، واحفظنا للإسلام راقدين، ولا تشمت بنا أعداء ولا حاسدين. والله forgive our sins. والله we are sinners at your door, والله. With our begging bowls, والله stretched before your mercy, your kindness, your shafqat, والله. From the bottom of our hearts, with sincere repentance, we beg your forgiveness, والله. والله, sincerely we beg you, والله, please forgive us, والله. Please forgive us, والله. Wallah, we the sinners of the worst type, Wallah. We accept that we are criminals, Wallah, in your Mubarak house, on this Mubarak night, in this Mubarak month. Out of your infinite mercy and grace, you gave us tawfiq of coming to your house. Wallah, through your name, Wallah, through the wasila of the Ismi Azam, Wallah, we beg you, Wallah, please forgive us, Wallah, please forgive us, Wallah. Forgive us for every sin we committed with our eyes, with our tongues, with our hands, with our hearts, with our feet, Wallah, the wrong thoughts that crossed our heart and our mind, the wrong things that we had seen, Wallah. Wallah, whatever we did, Wallah, that broke your commands, O Allah. We beg you on this night, O Allah, please forgive us, O Allah, forgive us. O Allah, please forgive us. Forgive our parents, forgive our wives, forgive our children. O Allah, forgive our family members. O Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, turn our hearts to you, O Allah. O Allah, turn our hearts towards the akhirat. O Allah, you put the seal of your love on our hearts that will never ever break till the end of time, till the time we reach the akhirat, O Allah. Put that seal of your love, O Allah. How you placed that seal on the hearts of the sahaba, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. O Allah, you blessed the sahaba with this. In this very world, in the Quran Sharif, you mentioned this. O Allah, we also ask you, O Allah, give it to us also. O Allah, wherever any ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, in whichever condition, O Allah, wherever he may be, whether he is on the earth, whether he is on the sea, whether he is in the air, O Allah, wherever he is, O Allah, at this time, O Allah, make his maghfirat, O Allah. O Allah, forgive him, forgive us and forgive him. O Allah, make it everything easy for us, make it everything easy for him, O Allah, for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, wherever the kuffar are, O Allah, give them tawfiq to embrace Islam, O Allah. O Allah, let them see the nuraniyat and the haqqaniyat of Islam. O Allah, change the lives of the Muslims and make it be a means of dawat. Make it be a means of invitation for the kuffar, O Allah. That our words, our actions, every deed that we carry out, O Allah, let it be in conformity to your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah. O Allah, let it be a means of drawing people towards Islam. O Allah, accept us. O Allah, accept our families, our children. O Allah, accept, O Allah, accept our communities, O Allah. O Allah, accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, bless us with the sterling qualities that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted for this ummah. O Allah, bless us with the quality of humility. O Allah, we be humble at all times, O Allah. We walk on the earth with humility. We speak with humility. We conduct among ourselves with humility. O Allah, bless us with the quality of mercy and compassion and love. O Allah, you bless us, O Allah, bless us, O Allah. Put this wealth, O Allah, in this Mubarak night, in this Mubarak month, O Allah, bless us with the wealth of your love, the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of the Quran, the love of the Sunnah, the love of entire Shariat, every aspect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, O Allah, make it, O Allah, dawn on our hearts. O Allah, make it be such that we love it, O Allah, we live for it and we die for it. And the ways of the kuffar, O Allah, we abhor, we hate it. We disgust everything against the way of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, we cherish it, we love it, O Allah. O Allah, turn the conditions of our hearts, O Allah, towards the akhirat, towards your love. Dil badal de, dil badal de. O Allah, change our hearts. Our hearts are immersed in sin. O Allah, nafs and shaitan had the better of us, O Allah. O Allah, we committed so much of sins, O Allah, this night. Only out of your mercy we ask you, through your name, your Mubarak name, O Allah. O Allah, please forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, please forgive us, O Allah, please forgive us. O Allah, make us from those servants, special servants, that wherever we go, the winds of hidayat blow. O Allah, during our life, O Allah, or make every moment and every day be better than the day that passed, every moment better than the moment that passed. O Allah, in the time when it comes for us to leave this world, O Allah, O Allah, let iman be brimming, O Allah. Let it be that our tongues are reciting your Quran, taking your name, O Allah, reciting the kalima, looking forward to meeting you, O Allah. O Allah, make that moment be the best moment, O Allah, in the condition of complete obedience, O Allah, submission, we leave this world. That everybody around should be crying, and we should be happy to leave. Everybody, every person should remember the good that we did, O Allah. O Allah, give us tawfiq, O Allah, if we hurt any person, to go and ask them forgiveness. Our records, to straighten the records, O Allah, before we leave this world. To put our affairs in order, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with tawfiq, O Allah. O Allah, that we express humility at every moment. That the love of Islam should dominate our hearts. We love what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted, that we love for others what we love for ourselves. O Allah, bless us with these qualities, O Allah. O Allah, that we live for Islam, we die for Islam. We are there for the believers at every moment, showing love and mahabbat. O Allah, give us that quality. Our hearts have gone so hard, O Allah. Only thing we know, Allah, is the wealth of the world. The luxuries and the comforts of this world, O Allah. This is the way of the kuffar, O Allah. We ask you, Allah, please forgive us, O Allah. Turn our condition, O Allah. O Allah, immerse us in your love, in your remembrance, in your zikr. Every moment, O Allah, let it be a moment of remembrance, O Allah. Save us from sins, O Allah, all types of sins. O Allah, save us from getting involved in a haram relationship with some woman or some lad. O Allah, save us from falling in your disobedience, O Allah, misusing our eyes, looking at the wrong things. O Allah, save us from going to places that we're not supposed to go. O Allah, give us the tawfiq of sacrificing our lives for deen, our wealth for deen, our resources for deen. O Allah, give us tawfiq, O Allah, to spend our wealth on the masajid, on the madaris, on the dini marakis, on the Muslims, on the orphans, O Allah, all those who are needy. O Allah, at the time when the people of the world are happy with the wealth of the world, O Allah, you bless us with the wealth of the hereafter. O Allah, bless us with the wealth of the hereafter. O Allah, your special servants, O Allah. Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakir Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahab, Hazrat Muhammad Yusuf Patel, and our great Mashaykh in Buzugana Deen, O Allah, how you chose them, O Allah, we ask you, O Allah, also choose us also. O Allah, fill their graves with Noor, O Allah. O Allah, fill the graves of the Sahaba with O Allah, bless the Sahaba with the highest stages, O Allah, in the hereafter. That they sacrifice everything for us, O Allah. You give them the highest stages, O Allah. O Allah, give us tawfiq, O Allah, to love the Sahaba, to follow the ways of the Sahaba. O Allah, give the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam the highest maqam, the highest honor, O Allah, that they sacrifice everything, O Allah, for your deen. O Allah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, O Allah, bless him with the highest. O Allah, bless Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the highest of ajr, O Allah, on behalf of us, O Allah. O Allah, whatever we do, O Allah, we give it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And through the wasila of Nabi Sumi, ask you, O Allah, please accept us, O Allah, please accept us. On the day of Qiyamah, let us be with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba. O Allah, we're not worthy, O Allah, we're not worthy. O Allah, but out of your sheer grace and mercy, we ask you, O Allah, in this world, O Allah, bless us with a special nisbat with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we don't do anything against. Against the mansha of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, save us from causing takleef to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, save us from causing takleef to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm breaking his sunnah, not following what he wanted us to do. O Allah, you protect our iman, O Allah, protect our akhlaq, O Allah, protect our wealth, O Allah, protect our respect, O Allah, protect the Muslims, O Allah, wherever they are, their lives, their wealth, their izzat, O Allah, give them increase in your bounties, O Allah, give them protection, O Allah, and let Islam once again, O Allah, let Islam shine wherever the Muslims are, O Allah, let Islam rise and shine, O Allah, give dominance, O Allah, to the Muslims. O Allah, we ask you only out of your grace, O Allah, protect the marakis of deen, O Allah, protect the madaris, O Allah, protect the deeni khanqas, protect the ulama, O Allah, protect the Muslims wherever they are, O Allah, Haramain Sharifain, O Allah, that was the place where wahi came down, O Allah, let it be that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak Sunnah also remains in these Mubarak lands where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be happy. O Allah, you take special care of the people of Medina Munawwara, of Makkah Mukarrama, of the families of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever they are. O Allah, you accept them, O Allah, you protect them, O Allah. O Allah, and make us be the zariah of for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah, O Allah, increasing. Not the ummah decreasing through our actions, O Allah. O Allah, let us be an example that people will follow. O Allah, let us be a good example. Bless us with the tawfiq, O Allah. Every second and every moment, O Allah, we should be in your divine, in your divine acceptance, O Allah, your happiness, O Allah, O Allah, qadam par rehbari farma, every second, O Allah, you guide us, O Allah, what we should be saying, what we should be doing, Wallah, how we should be leading our lives, Wallah. Wallah, a lot of time has passed in this world. We didn't fulfill what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted. We didn't fulfill what Shariat what wanted. Wallah, we ask you for forgiveness. Many, many places we went when the sunnah were broken in front of our eyes. We didn't stand for the sunnah. We remained there. We remained there in that place where the sin too was taking place, sins were taking place. Wallah, on this night we ask you for forgiveness for all that, Wallah. Wallah, on this night we ask you for forgiveness, Wallah. Wallah, bless us with barakah, Wallah. Bless us with barakah in everything we do, Wallah, in our wealth, in our properties. Wallah, the khidmat of deen that you are taking, Wallah, accept this, Wallah. Wallah, save us from doing anything that way your mercy will be snatched away. The tawfiq will go away, iman will go away. Wallah, protect us, Wallah, Wallah, protect us. Wallah, protect our wives, protect our parents. Wallah, give us a tawfiq of serving our parents right till the end, Wallah. Those among us who our parents have reached old age, Wallah, give us a tawfiq of serving them. And among us, those whose parents have passed on, Wallah, forgive them, Wallah. Make the qubur a garden of Jannah. Fill it with nur, Wallah, and barakah. Oh Allah, these are the last 10 days of Ramadan. The 10 days where your forgiveness, you save people from the fire of Jahannam. Oh Allah, we ask you, Allah, that all the believers who passed on, oh Allah, and they were sinners, oh Allah, you forgive them. Oh Allah, forgive our parents, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive our parents. Forgive our mashayikh if they made any mistakes. Oh Allah, the mashayikh of this time, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give them barakah in everything. Oh Allah, unite the hearts, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq of loving everything of deen, whatever khidmat we see around, that we support it, oh Allah. We do not become a spanner in the works. We do not criticize the good that is taking place, oh Allah, but we support it. Oh Allah, give us that heart, oh Allah, that we love for others what we love for ourselves. Oh Allah, oh Allah, all our asatiza, oh Allah, who came in our silsila, from the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Sahaba Kiram, Ridwanullahi Ajma'in, the Tabi'in, the Tabi Tabi'in, Wallah, our Asatiza, Wallah, all give them the highest stages in Jannah. Give them the greatest of reward, Wallah. They pass on the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to us. That today in your house, we're taking your name, we are able to recite the Quran Sharif. Wallah, our Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Wallah, give him the highest of reward, Wallah, greatest of reward, Wallah. Wallah, keep his shadow upon us for a long time. He showed us the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He taught us the shariat of Islam. We can never ever repay him. We can never ever express our gratitude. Wallah, you honor him, Wallah. Make his face reach the entire world, Wallah. And let it be that we benefit, Wallah. Wallah, forgive us for the mistakes that we made, Wallah. Forgive us for the sins that we committed, Wallah. Wallah, many servants are ailing and they are ill. They have different types of sicknesses. Wallah, the doctors also lost hope. People can't find the cure, Wallah. Wallah, but you have the cure for everything. Wallah, the ailments of the heart, the ailments of the body. Wallah, the sicknesses that we have, Wallah, whether it's physical or spiritual. Wallah, we beg you, Wallah. Wallah, you bless us with kamil shifa. Shifa'i ajila, daima, kamila. Mustamirra, batini, zahir, hal i'tibar. Wallah, every condition. Wallah, you are the one who only can do, Wallah. Wallah, we beg you, Allah, those who are in any type of difficulty, Allah, remove the difficulty. Wallah, the Muslim Ummah, wherever they are, Allah, you remove the difficulties, Allah. Bless them with the tawfiq of coming onto hidayat, complete hidayat, Allah. You make it easy for them, Wallah. Wallah, let the dard of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the pain of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam be our pain. The love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam be our love. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what hurt Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Wallah, make it be such that that also pains and hurts us also. Wallah, those in financial constraints and difficulties, Wallah, ease in the way. Wallah, open the way, Wallah, bless them with halal. Wallah, bless them with barakah. Wallah, those who are in search of spouses, Wallah, bless them with pious spouses. Those who want children, Wallah, you bless them with pious children. Those who have children who are ill, who are ailing, who are sick, Wallah, give them kamil shifa, Wallah. Wallah, you can change the condition, Wallah. Everything is your hand, Wallah. Wallah, you change the condition of the ummah, Wallah. Wallah, change the condition, Wallah. Wallah, those who, whatever halal wishes and desires they have, Wallah, between them and you, maybe they didn't express it to anybody, Wallah, but you know whatever is deep down in their hearts, Wallah. Wallah, out of your infinite mercy and grace, with the wasila of the Ismi Azim, your Mubarak name, Wallah, we ask you, Wallah, you accept us, Wallah. Accept all those wishes and desires that we have, Wallah. Wallah, whether it's dini, wishes or dunya wishes that are halal. Wallah, from now till the time when we leave this world, whatever needs we have, Wallah, we bless you, we ask you to bless us. We ask you to grant us, Wallah. Wallah, bless us with Laylatul Qadr. Wallah, bless us with the Laylatul Qadr every year, Wallah, till we pass away. Wallah, accept the ibadat we did in the month of Ramadan. Wallah, our salah, our roza, our tilawat, the taraweeh salah, Wallah, the zikr and askar, Wallah, the duas, Wallah. Wallah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, we ask you, we beg you, Wallah. Wallah, you accept all this, yeah, accept all this. Wallah, we're not worthy for acceptance, Wallah. We're not worthy. But we beg you, oh Allah, you please, Wallah. And accept every ibadat of all the Muslims in the world, Wallah. Grant us a share in the ibadat and grant them a share in our ibadat. Wallah, once again, let this Muslim ummah be one body that we feel for each other. We make dua for each other. We love for each other. Wallah, save us from all those avenues that where we bring disgrace to Islam and the Muslims. We bring disgrace to Islam and the Muslim. Wallah, save us from all that. Wallah, bless us, Wallah, before we leave this world. Wallah, the meanings of the Quran, the message of love that you put in the Quran. Wallah, we read everything else. Wallah, we want to understand your Mubarak Kitab. Wallah, the Mubarak Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wallah, please, Wallah, we're not worthy, we're so filthy, Wallah, our tongues, our hearts, our whole bodies. Wallah, but these messages of love, what you wanted, Wallah, before we leave this world, Wallah, we must understand it, we must bring it in our lives, we must pass it on, Wallah, how our ulama brought, pass it to us, Wallah, we must, Wallah, we should not let Nabi Sassam down, we should become a disgrace, Wallah, we should pass it on to our children, our progenies and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, make us from the ulama-i rasikhin. Wallah, make us from the awliya-i kamilin. Wallah, make us from the special selected servants of yours, Wallah. That iman at every moment is brimming from our hearts and our actions. And people love us, Wallah, and you must be happy with us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be happy with us, Wallah. At the time when we leave this world, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be waiting for us. The Sahaba and Anbiya should be waiting for us, Wallah. Like how you bless your special servant, Hazrat Imam Bukhari, Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Wallah, make us be from among those special servants, Wallah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayr khalqi Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wa barakatuh. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.